not as busy as the
request for
thank you, Phil.
Makes a bit more sense.
Yep.
So you can see that we've got it separated into two sections again. So the top section is the regional Get Well plan with the outstanding item still as part of it. Obviously, the first couple, as David said, are outside of our remit at the moment because a lot of that is the HRO, which then also links into the general directions.
Yeah.
We have done some primary work on the general directions, but until we've got the HRO, it's
does something.
Keep me occupied, but it's not much help until we can actually do something with them. The emergency preparedness, which has also got raised by David, we've got the exercise plan. We're having a date set to conduct the training that both of them has got, which will also help to see if we need to adjust them or anything we've forgotten in there or need to add. Navigational risk assessment, which is still in there, is now complete, so that can be anything that's raised can be already, but that can go to the second or third page as we were before. And then after last meeting, we're looking into the staffing of the harbour overtimes, and that's still ongoing, so there is something that Lawrence and others have been looking really closely into to see what we can do to get the staff overtimes. The extra things that were added from the audit that David kindly did was the safety management plan to actually put that on the website as it's been raised a couple of times. Navigational risk assessment, I'm going to include that in your quarterly report, so the highest three or four, five of these in the rank system. I shall tell you whether we think it's gone up or gone down. So then we're up to date with what is the biggest thing that you should be concerned about or possibly be concerned about. Also, the not always a float that's safely aground. We're adding that into it. There is a new draft safety management system, and we're just putting the final points of adding that into it. Until we get general directions, we'll probably add it into the terms and conditions of birth holders, so just need to adjust them. And then we may need to add something into our data checks that the staff carry out. Fuel bunkering, we'll also add it into the same draft to police that a bit more, and then add that into the senior harbour master's permission application form. I had a great time. I went up to London to the UK Harbour Masters Association, and it's quite nice to sit in a room with people who run sort of Southampton, Portsmouth, Liverpool, and everything else. And I'm sat there going, but it's amazing what things that
similar.
A lot of them do mention that they still have problems with abandoned boats, but some of theirs are sort of 450 tons, and someone parks it in Perth and just nicked it. And they live somewhere in out of Pakistan or something similar. But the principles are the same. Also the reporting of using something similar to the Harbour's reporting incident form, which has also been included in the new draft that hasn't been put out because it's still being added to at the moment. Happy to take any
questions.
It's really to do with the general directions because so much seems to flow from the amendment and the promulgation of the general directions to the people who are using the harbour. And I'm perfectly aware that our general directions are contingent upon the MMO agreeing certain changes, but given that we know what we want to do, and I don't know whether we have an assessment of whether there's any reason why the MMO should refuse the changes we asked for, which seem to be entirely reasonable, and I'm just wondering whether we could show this committee the draft general directions prior to them actually having to be formally published, simply because I'm always being optimistic, but I can't see why there should be a sudden and dramatic change in what our draft is, provided the MMO agree with the quite relatively modest requirements for the HRO. Is that a possibility?
Yeah, I can see one.
Otherwise, we're waiting until July or August.
Alec?
I don't think there's any reason why we couldn't do that. I mean, we have this public consultation around those anyway.
Yeah.
We've also said that we wanted to share them with the user group before we went there for formal consultation.
Yeah.
Mainly because they are the things that they are most interested in as users.
Sure.
I think the HRO is one of the most significant things here, but I mean, you've heard us talk about general directions. Stuart's quite right, you can't have one without the other. Mm-hmm. The HRO is going to have to go through first so that we can then work on the general directions. But the general directions are the important and more, to some extent, possibly more interesting bits of information about how we will then subsequently manage the harbour.
Yeah.
And as far as I can see, it's a very positive thing to introduce those general directions rather than having a series of very outdated bylaws that are very impractical.
Yeah.
So I hope the MMO approve things fairly soon and we can start working on that. But I can't see any reason unless David and advice accordingly why we wouldn't share it at this stage.
I don't think there's any reason at all why you shouldn't see the right. We talked about again a little bit about this morning, and I suggested started to look at them, and I suggested a shopping list to start saying what you want to achieve.
Yeah.
You know, things like your speed limit, because as you know, in fact, there is no speed limit above Folly until you get to, was it five trees, four trees, some number of trees point here, then they're going to fall on one by rather obscure bind. So there's absolutely no reason why you shouldn't have sight of the draft. Whether you get harbour directions or general directions is something that you wait to see what the MMO will finally determine. I hope you get general directions, but both are perfectly manageable. Harbour revision orders, general directions, and pilot directions are the only three that has to go out to public consultation. So they will have to go through a round of public consultation. The shopping list or things like many of the things we just mentioned, like Bundle Creek and all those sorts of things as well, they can all be included.
Yeah.
And again, Jonathan's already looked around some local ones around here. I just think you want to start to clear your mind, think where are we exposed at present and haven't got the rights of legislation in place or regulations in place. And then get that list there and then draft and run it. But I think already you're sort of halfway to three quarters of the way there already.
Yeah. Okay.
And there's no reason why it should be shared with you, because you might come, you will come back with comments which makes it more useful.
Exactly, yes, thank you. And then we're constantly saying that sometimes the first time we actually see anything is when it's gone out to public consultation and read it in the press. So it would be nice to have them at this committee first.
Okay. Anything else on that one? Should we move on? Okay.